The third type of exercise is consecutive dialogue. In this exercise, you will not be doing a translation. This exercise is designed to test your memory. You will have a friend read one of the consecutive dialogue texts aloud, one or two sentences at a time. After each segment, your friend will pause. During this pause, you must repeat what you have just heard in English. The consecutive dialogue exercise is designed to test your ability to recall specific details. Therefore, you will be allowed to take notes as you listen. For this exercise, you will need one of the consecutive dialogue exercise texts, a pen and paper, and a friend. Here is a candidate practicing consecutive dialogue with a friend.
It was Lano, Jack, William Fisher, and my daughter Adelie.
While she is listening to her friend read the text, the candidate is taking notes on important details such as dates, numbers, names, and unfamiliar terms. During the pauses, the candidate repeats as accurately as possible what she has just heard.
Lionel, Jack, William, and my daughter Adele.
At the end of the exercise, the friend reviews the candidate's performance.
I have noted the following points. You omitted the surname Fisher. You said William instead of William Fisher.
Now it's time for you to practice. Select consecutive dialogue exercise text from the following menu. Remember to practice many times using the provided scripts. The more you practice, the better prepared you will be for the real test.